Coach, can you just open up a couple of games now?
Well, good day of baseball for us, actually. I mean, we spoke earlier and the importance of game one, the importance of game two, obviously, that had to be a championship game first before we even get into a championship game. I'm really, really proud of my pitcher, and Cristiani, really proud. I just really wanted something good to happen to him. He was the right guy at the right time, pitched well, kept us in the ball game. I thought he only got better after the second inning, and he just did a nice job of stopping a tough team in a tough environment. He played good defense again. Brian had a couple big hits, and Little's ball that was hit over the left fielder's head was obviously at a good time too, because you know you always look at the Louisville hitters and knowing that they can make something happen with one swing. So we were just fortunate. Good ball game for us.
Questions? Considering you played 4 games, 3 days, are you pretty happy with just the amount of fresh bullpen guys because of the way you started yourself?
Yeah, I said that today. That was really important for us, you know, to almost get 3 complete games. And Sonny could have thrown a complete game, but we wanted to give someone some work. But that allowed us to have someone fresh behind Nick. And Drew and Chase did a nice job behind him. So that was big for us. I mean, you rarely, at least the first game, and I told DJ before we played Louisville, do you ever get to a point in game three of a tournament where you throw a shutout? I mean, that just doesn't happen. You usually see big scores. But we were fortunate to get that.
Coach, it's obvious tomorrow's do or die. Bring that to your team, or you're smart enough to figure it out. How do you approach it?
The Vanderbilt students, I mean, they're smart, smarter than the coach. I think it was a 4-game tournament, and it became a 3, it became a 2, and now it's just a 1-game tournament, and you have to just treat it that way. It's a game, and you play with good focus and confidence, and kind of a run of where they've been playing, but, you know, the opponent's tough, and the situation is maybe difficult, but that's okay. It's okay. I'm proud of where we've come up to this point, and we still have 9 innings or more of good baseball left.
You already chosen a starter for tomorrow?
No, not yet. I have to think about that a little bit.
You guys, do you feel like you have some momentum the way you played the last couple of days? Yeah, momentum is good. Also coming from a win on the first game, but I mean, we're just trying to take it one game at a time. You know, we're not, you know, we want to carry the momentum that we have, but we still just need to take it one pitch at a time.
Coach, is it good playing that first game, going into that second game, being an advantage, disadvantage?
I don't know what it is. Obviously, the team that wins, you've got some momentum now. It just depends what type of start you got. I thought we got off to a good start. I thought the other part of that in trying to stop Louisville a little bit was the ball that was hit to the warning track that Dominguez hit. I thought that was big because that kind of stopped momentum, and then we came right back and pounced on them a little bit. But the game is about momentum swings, and the longer they go for you, the better. And you got to stop the other teams from having them. But I don't think it matters. We've done this once before in 2007, and we had to play 2 games on one day. You know, we played Austin Peay and then turned around and played Michigan the same way, a couple hours of rest. And, you know, that's why you practice the long hours, or mandated hours, I guess, you know, whatever. You know, we practice long hours before on most Saturdays and Sundays. But as I tell the kids, that's what it's for. I mean, that's why you do those things, so you can have something underneath you. Underneath your hips for games two of a series like this.
Yeah, can you talk about getting through that first inning?
Yeah, you know, the first 2 innings I probably felt as out of sync as I felt all year. But, after that I just tried to settle down. I just tried to keep the ball down. We have a great infield and outfield, but, our infield play was tremendous. I just tried to get a lot of ground balls. You know, I tried to quicken my pace, too. You know, I just felt a little slow, a little sluggish, just picked up my pace, just tried to pump the zone with all my pitches and let my defense play.
Nick, after that shot by Dominguez, when the coaches came out and talked to him about it, was he calming you down? What was he telling you?
Yeah, he just told me to settle down. He told me I looked a little out of sync, which, I could obviously feel too. And, just tried to get in a rhythm after that and just work the ball downstairs. I was leaving some stuff over the plate and a little bit up and just tried to, work the ball down and on the corners a little bit more after that.
Is there a Karen receivers under Gaskin and pitch well. Does that carry over?
Yeah, you know, we've had great starting pitching. Mikey did a great job, Sonny and Caleb. You know, and you just want to keep it going. You know, you want to be the guy for your team that can step up and get them a big win, you know, when it counts the most. You know, this is what you play for all year. So, yeah, it definitely does.
Can you talk about the impact of the double plays you guys got during the course, especially one early in the second inning, the line of first?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge for me. You know, double plays, we talk about momentum. That's a huge momentum swing for us. You know, you got a guy on first, and it's a line drive double play of the one in the sixth inning with Wunderlich getting into it. You know, it just it gives you, you know, it pumps you back up, pumps the whole team back up, gets a good feeling back in the dugout, and, you know, puts you one out away from the inning.
So what you did on Michael Patterson was from that a surprise that you kind of expected that?
Well, he's given us doses of power during the course of the year, so he's generated some pop in his bat, some clutch home runs, but very steady. He's a steady Eddie. You know, I like his defense. You know, his offense is good, but I love his defense. I like the fact that you can put a shortstop in the SEC and field not over 970. That's very, very good concentration, and I just trust him out there. He's as good a shortstop as I've coached, and that includes any of them, whether it's Khalil Green or any of them. He just does a very nice job of defending and taking care of the baseball. So more so than anything, Joe, I really like his defense, but he's done a good job with the bat as well.
Brian, you've seen the ball better. What's your success in the last couple days?
Really, nothing's changed. Just, you know, as a hitter, you have to take it one pitch at a time. But, you know, I made a little bit of an adjustment, just kind of waiting a little longer. I was getting a little antsy, especially in the first game, just kind of jumping out at the ball. I just try to, you know, in this game, just stay back a little bit and see the ball a little bit longer and then just kind of, you know, throw your hands at it, and that worked.
Coach, you're talking about bouncing back, you know, having three straight games now just to get to this fourth game. Talk about what it's
going
to mean to be playing to go to
the Super Regional. Well, I don't look at it so much as going to the Super Regional as much as I do that it's another baseball game, and we're just in the fifth leg of it, really. But I, you know, for me to stand up in front of the guys, and we're just going to take the same approach we've taken. And you know what? The first game, the only reason I was disappointed was basically for the outcome of the game, because I thought we played well. I thought we played really well, and I thought the first inning was just a tough break. I thought that my heart kid got a good pitch, he drove it, but I didn't think we deserved to lose, to be honest with you. I thought we played well enough defensively. I think we battled a tough pitcher. So, to me, we just played four pretty good baseball games. Now we have one left, and this has kind of been our trail all year. We've kind of been one of those teams that just kind of had to battle through a lot of different emotional swings because of youth inexperience. But you know what? It's made us a little bit tougher. I can feel that for sure.
Chase Reed's come in two huge situations in the last few appearances. What's clicking for him right now? What are you seeing now?
Just very aggressive. He likes the baseball, and he throws his fastball and breaking ball for strikes. He comes after the hitter. There's a determination about him. And he had that last year at times. I didn't think he had it in the middle part of the year. Kind of challenged him a little bit. He was probably a little bit pissed with me. But you know what? We got him the ball again, and he's kind of shined a little bit. And sometimes that's what it takes. But, you know, he's kind of a go-to guy. He's done real well for us. I'm proud of him.
Further questions?
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.